The second of two forums in Sitka was hosted by American government students from Sitka High School at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Students asked the candidates their own questions and questions from the audience. One question sought the candidates' positions on repealing the roadless rule on the Tongass National Forest. Richard Ween, a retired surgeon and member of the Sitka Assembly, supported an Alaska-specific exemption from the nationwide rule that limits road building and logging on undeveloped forest land nationwide. Ween thought it was important to provide more timber to Viking Lumber in Klawock.
At Viking, they employ a stream of people of about 235, and that is a significant number of people from Craig and Klawock and other areas, and to deny a constant stream of selective logging, et cetera, I think is not appropriate. And Alaska needs all the tools that it has on the table to make appropriate decisions on how to deal with the resources that that we have.
Meanwhile, Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, seeking his fourth term in the House, highlighted the work of a 15-person Tongass Advisory Committee. That group of Southeast residents and business leaders recommended changes to forest management in 2015, which became the basis for the agency's forest plan amendment the following year.
I'm very partial to that sort of consensus-based approach. I'm sort of watching and seeing what unfolds in terms of a possible Alaska exemption. Governor Walker has appointed a working group. Sitka has representation on that working group. So, the details matter. But in general, when it comes to management of the Tongass, that kind of consensus-based process, in my mind, is the way to go in order to try to put the Tongass timber wars behind us and sort of have a consensus-oriented management approach.
Candidates also answered questions on topics that ranged from crime, the death penalty, preparing for school shootings, access to abortion, health care affordability, a state income tax, and the Alaska Permanent Fund. The two candidates had different answers on the fish habitat permitting question on the ballot this fall. Ween said he was voting no on that ballot measure.
I believe that the cost of business will definitely increase. I believe that projects will potentially be delayed or canceled, and I believe that this will be all over Alaska. I believe that fishing game and other regulatory agencies have been doing a good job. The amount of regulation is enormous.
Christ Tompkins hasn't revealed how he's voting on the question, but he did signal some concerns he had with project permitting.
There's a real conundrum where you have major projects proposed in the Bristol Bay watershed, for instance, with a pebble project, and it is reasonable to conclude, looking at the current habitat and permitting laws, that that project really wouldn't be denied, that there's no recourse for local communities and project opponents given the way permitting and habitat laws are written, which I find concerning when you have a project that is broadly opposed by Alaskans. You can look at past ballot initiatives on the matter, as well as by the people of that region. So that's a problem, and it needs a solution of some sort.
That issue came up again later in the night when the candidates had a chance to ask each other questions.
Are you supporting Mike Dunleavy for governor?
The answer is yes. My question to you is, are you going to vote yes or no on Proposition 1?
I'm going to defer to what the voters say on that issue.
Christ Tompkins was born and raised in Sitka. He left college early and was elected to the legislature at the age of 23. In closing statements, he summed up his priorities for the next 2 years if he's reelected.
I believe in supporting a constitutional amendment that fully protects the permanent fund, that constitutionalizes the dividend at a sustainable level. And I support the bipartisan coalition, which is one of the best things going for this community and this region, especially in the face of a Dunleavy administration, which has proposed a 12.5% tax on commercial fishing and could really be anathema to coastal Alaska.
Ween is originally from New Jersey and has been in Alaska for about 18 years, working at both hospitals in Sitka. He made his case, summing up some of the main tenets of his campaign.
I stand for smart resource development, in whether it be mining, timber, etc. I stand for voting no on Proposition 1. I stand for the exemption rule. And I have reasons for all of these. And the most important thing I stand for is to develop a vibrant economy in the state of Alaska.
Michael Sheldon of Petersburg is also running as a Republican write-in candidate for House District 35, which includes Cake, Angoon, Hoonah, Northern Prince of Wales Island, along with Thorn Bay, Craig, and Klawock. Early voting is underway, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.